Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin Chaf Gimel. We are on the Mishan Chaf Beis Amud Beis, and we're now moving to Evi Kenani, the progression of this Masechta from Beis to Yedalad. So we talked about Kinyan Isha, otherwise known as marriage, from Yedalad until Chaf Beis, otherwise known as today's daf, or yesterday's daf, sorry. So we did Kinyan Eved Ivri, how to be Konan Eved Ivri. And now, for the next 3 or 4 days, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dal, Chaf Hei, Chaf Vav, yeah. So we're going to be doing Kinyan Eved Kenani. Okay, we made this point already. Let's make it again before we start the Mishnah. The basic differentiation between an Eved Ivri, Eved Kenani. Eved Ivri is a Jew, full-fledged Jew, born a Jew, and is has Kedushas Yisrael, chayv in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, bound by all the Yisrael in the Torah. One notable exception by an Eved Ivri is that during his state of being an Eved Ivri, so you can pair him up with a Shifcha Kenanis. Outside of that one mechudishtik point regarding the Eved Ivri, he is a full-fledged Jew. And as a result of that, so when we talk about being Kona and Eved Ivri, so you're not acquiring him as property per se, but you are acquiring him in terms of giving him a status, right? Acquisition via status, so that's marriage. That's Kinyan Eved Ivri. Okay, so that is Kinyan Legabe giving a new status. Masha Enkin, here we are almost literally turning the page. Now we're going to be talking about Kinyan Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani is what is more classically called an Eved. And that is now something where you own. So over here now we are talking Kinyan vis-a-vis actual ownership. What's going to happen to the Eved Kenani is the Eved Kenani is going to be transferred as part of your property to the next generation. It is, as they would say in the legal world, chattel. And so therefore, when we're talking now about Kinyanim, it's not just Kinyan vis-a-vis changing status. It's Kinyan vis-a-vis you're going to be owning. Now, in terms of Kinyan vis-a-vis ownership, so that's where we're going to be spending the rest of this parak talking about. Almost the rest of the parak. And that, right up until Chavtas. Okay, not the rest of the parak. It doesn't matter. For the next over week and a half, so we're going to be talking about making kinyanim in order to own something. Now, kinyan in terms of ownership, so basically what we do is we divide the world into two parts. And that is metaltalin, karka. Those items which are movable, those items which are not movable, otherwise known as real estate. So when it comes to metaltalin, so that's coming up on Daf Chavav, which we're going to get to later on, in terms of how to acquire metaltalin. You can use Meshicha, Hagba'a, Mesira, Chalipin. Okay, we're going to get to all of those later in the parak. Now, when talking about Karka, so how do you acquire Karka? Three manners in which you acquire Karka: Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. All to be clarified later in this parak as well. I only bring this up now because I'm just helping us organize this information. So in Eved Kenani, as you are acquiring an Eved Kenani, so in Eved Kenani, is metaltalin or is it karka? Okay, good. So the correct answer, perfect. The correct answer is that it's karka. That's the correct answer. However, it's unusual karka, because usually karka is real estate. It's land. And over here, we're talking about a person, a human being. And the human being now is going to be put under the same category as karka vis-a-vis kinyanim. Yep, that's right. But it is an unusual form of karka. And as we're going to be learning together over the course of today's daf, so you could be Kona the Eved Kenani using karka mechanisms. However, in addition to that, we can't also deny the fact that you can lift him up. And there are other means and ways in which you could be Kona the Eved Kenani, but the Eved Kenani classically, and as we're going to see in today's daf, is going to be treated halachically, categorically like karka. Okay. Hopefully that was all helpful in terms of an introduction. Let's get underway.
You're calling
an animal through Meshicha. Or Mesira. Or if the animal's small enough, Hagba.
Right.
In other words, an animal is metaltalin. Right? It really is a good point. Meaning that the Eved Kenani now is going on one hand, in other words, something that you can physically pick up. On the other hand, it's, you know, halachically we treat it like karka. Okay. With all that stated, so we begin. We're starting with the Mishnah Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah starts off, Eved Kenani Nikna Bekesef Shtar V'Chazaka. Okay, perfect. In other words, so how you karna neve kanani? So the three mechanisms in which one would acquire property is going to be the same three mechanisms in one in the way one which acquires a neve kanani. Okay, and again, we're going to go through all these in detail. So I'm just going to move on to the Mishnah. Vikona asatzma. Now, here we get to a tricky part of the Mishnah, and that is, how is an Eved Kanani going to be Kona himself? We will discuss a little bit later this morning that there are going to be a number of considerations. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to read the Mishnah, and we're not going to really understand the Mishnah. And when we get later this morning to the Gemara, we'll have a much better understanding of the Mishnah, as we're going to see together. This happens to be a complicated piece. Right now, just familiarize with the Mishnah. Bekonas atzma, how does he acquire himself? Because of idea cherem, so kasef, but only when somebody else accepts the money on his behalf. And shtar idea atzma, when it comes to shtar, so only when he himself accepts the shtar divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Shitas Rabbi Meir, and again, right now, we're gonna take a short pass on understanding. We're just reading the Mishnah. Later, we'll gain understanding. According to Rabbi Meir, when you kesef and shtar are two ways in which you could free the Eved Kanani, but when it comes to kesef, you have to give it to somebody else. Somebody will accept it on his behalf. When it comes to shtar, you'll be giving it to him himself. You're giving the shtar to the Eved Kanani himself. Again, why that is, we're going to see together. V'chachamim omrim bekesef ayideh atzmo b'shtar ayideh cherem. Now, the Chachamim basically say, no, invert it. Just the opposite. Kesef, you're going to give the kesef to the Eved Kanani. And when it comes to shtar, so then you're going to give the shtar to somebody else. Ul vilvad, shei kesef mishal acherim. Now, the only provision is that the money has to belong to somebody else. Okay, so again, there's obviously a clear machlokas in the Mishnah. But what is the... what are the principles of these two positions in the Mishnah? And a little bit of a spoiler or a foreshadow coming up ahead. There are not two positions in the Mishnah. There really are three positions in the Mishnah. It's just that right now we haven't unpackaged the Mishnah. So in terms of the release of the Eved Kanani, we're going to take a pass right now on that topic. And we're going to come back to and discuss it in today's daf. Meanwhile, however, we're going to go back to the first part of the Mishnah. And we're going to analyze the first part of the Mishnah. So, mina lan. So, we know that Neved Kanani, you can acquire Neved Kanani using Kesef Shtar Chazaka. So, the Gemara starts off with a very simple question. How do I know? Dechsev, the Torah, in describing the Neved Kanani, v'isnachal tamosam levnechem acharechem l'reshes achuza. So, what's going to happen is that the Neved Kanani is going to be transferred over just like all of your Yerusha. In other words, it's part and parcel of your estate. He kishen akasul l'stei achuza. A hekesh in this pasuk equates the Eved Kanani to your stei achuza. Ma stei achuza nikna because of a shtar v'chazaka. Eved Kanani nikna because of a shtar v'chazaka. So how do we know that Eved is going to be like karka? The answer is very simple: hekesh. The fact that the Torah here in Parshas Bahar puts together Eved Kanani and karka in the same pasuk, so that is what is a classic hekesh. So ima stei achuza chazer sabam liyovel af Eved Kanani. So chazer sabam liyovel. So the Gemara says, okay, so hekesh should arrive us now to the following conclusion. We know that when land is sold, it's not sold, it's leased. So maybe we should say the same thing regarding an Eved Kanani. You don't sell an Eved Kanani, you lease an Eved Kanani, and you're going to get the Eved Kanani back in Yovel. If, in fact, the hekesh puts the two together, so let's treat them exactly the same. So Tamalam Alola Mem Tavodu. So the Gemara says, yeah, but no, because in that pasuk, same pasuk, right, Parshas Bahar, Per Chafei, Pasuk Memvav. In that pasuk, it says La Olam Behem Tavodu. So the Eved is going to be shaykh for to his master in perpetuity. Okay, now I know. By the way, it does. Oh, you beat me to my point. No, don't apologize. It's what's it called? But Phil says it, and I thought it, and it's it's going to be hard. In other words, sometimes la'olam does not mean a perpetuity. In other words, la'olam means la'olam shel yovel. In other words, that's the longest time period expressed in the Torah, of 50 years of yovel. And sometimes la'olam means in perpetuity. And how are we supposed to know? The answer is very simple. In other words, we have a Torah Shabbat Peh. We have a Misorah. But okay, but in other words, is there any way to see it in the Pesukim themselves? I'm sure the answer is yes. I happen not to know how to do it. But, okay, anyway, but it, yes, it's confusing. Tana, af bechalipin. Okay, so, how do you acquire Neve Kanani? So, we think we know the answer. We only know part of the answer, right? We would, right now, if we were tested, so we would get some of the questions right, but no, not all of them. How do you acquire Neve Kanani? So, we're, right now, we know Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Why? Because of a Hekesh. That's the information we've collected so far that's very good. But it's incomplete. There are other ways to purchase the Neve Kanani. We're going to go through them right now. Tanap Chalipin, according to the Braisa, you can use Chalipin as well. Remember, what's Chalipin? Chalipin is very simple. We take an item. We transfer the item from one person to another. The item does not have to be significant. It could be Kalim. Subject to debate whether it could be Peros, right? We just went over that recently. And when we transfer this item, a pen, a handkerchief, whatever the item is between the two negotiating parties to the transaction, so that is what's called chalipin. It symbolizes now that we concretize the transaction between you and I. Okay. Good. That's chalipin. It works, and it not only works, but it works also for an Eved Kanani. So, Vitani Didan. So the Gemara says, so, okay, good. So chalipin works by Eved Kanani. I have a simple question. Why don't we see that in the Mishnah? So Milsa Deleisa Ben Metalton Katani Milsa Deisa Ben Metalton Lo Katani. Ah, very good. Because what our mission wanted to do is our mission wanted to tell us those things which are exclusive to Karka and are not universal. Chalipin is universal. Chalipin is a transfer that works for Karka Metalton. And our Mishnah wanted to keep the list short, abbreviated, and specific only to Karka. So the Gemara says, Amr Shmuel. Okay, good. Let's go on. Amr Shmuel v'kanani nekim v'mashicha. Neve Kanani can acquire via Mashicha. So Keitza takvo v'atzlo kano. Karo v'atzlo lo kano. So Mashicha. So in other words, what you're going to do is you're going to grab the Neve Kanani, you're going to pull them towards you, and that is a king of Mashicha. Okay, let me just take a moment to remind everybody that in other words, just grabbing by itself does not create a kinyan. In other words, remember, all these forms of kinyanim are just simply ways of concretizing that you are the owner. So in other words, just because you grab somebody doesn't mean you own the individual. Even if the person is an Neve Kanani, that by itself doesn't mean it. In other words, what obviously must happen is that there must be das of both parties of the transaction. It means that, I'm saying things which right now are obvious and I just want to be clear. In other words, you talked to the current owner of the Neve Kanani. You agreed in terms to the fact that you're going to acquire him. You're gonna owe him money, or you already paid him one way or another. Now, if you already paid him, so then you were kona by kesef. Okay, but in other words, but the point is that you already came to terms of how you're going to acquire him. Now, what is the mechanism that transfers? So one of the mechanisms that transfers is Mashicha. It's not in our Mishnah. I know it's not in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to get to that momentarily. I'm just pointing out over here that Mashicha is just simply the action that is going to create the mechanism, but obviously only under the context of you and him already agreed. Now, Bishlam, Matani Didam, Yosadasim, Matatalo, Katani, Delezim, Matata, Katani. I know why our Mishnah doesn't have Mashicha, because again, our Mishnah is only that which is Karka exclusive. I get it. Elatana Bura, Nesne Mashicha. But in other words, but we just quoted a Brisa moments earlier, and the Brisa tells us that Chalipin works. Oh, okay, good. So now the Brisa is ready for giving me other ways, so why didn't the Brisa give me Mashicha? Kikitani Milsa Disa Ben Minkarka Ben Matatale. Mashicha Ben Matatale Isa Ben Makarka Le. So, Lokitani. Gemara gives a very simple explanation. You see, when it comes to Chalipin, Chalipin's a universal. It's a universal way of Kenyan. It works for Matatalin, it works for Karka. But Mashicha only works for Matatalin, and so that's why the Brisa didn't include it. Okay. And as I pointed out in my intro, and now we get to see it inside. And here I just spend a moment highlighting, and that is that in Neve Kanani, it's really a strange entity, meaning in terms of Kinyanim. Meaning, is it Karka? The answer is yes, because it's Hekesh. But is it really Karka? Of course, the answer is no. It's not really Karka. In other words, it's just halachically, categorically, the Hekesh leads us to the conclusion that it is Karka, so that you can acquire it the way you acquire Karka. At the same time, however, it's also Metaltalin. And so therefore, as Metaltalin, you could use the means and mechanisms of Metaltalin. You could use Chalipin, which is universal, and you could use Mashicha. Even though Mashicha is from Metaltalin, yeah, but the Evet's also Metaltalin. So, just highlighting right now how unusual the Evet Kanani is in terms of where to file him categorically. Under Metalkalin, under Karka, maybe a combo. Okay. Ketzad. So now what the Gemara is going to go over is how to acquire an Eved Kenani via Meshicha. So Tafu, Ba'atzol Kano, Karu, Ba'atzol Lo Kano. Okay, so you pull him in your direction, you're Kona. You call him to come to you, you're not going to be Kona. Vikaro Lo, the Gemara says, now wait 1 second, I'm confused. You call him to come over to you, he comes over to you. That's not going to work. V'atanya ketza b'mesira, achza b'tatal b'sara. Be'ukef shala bishlav shala biprum b'ya shebepia uvizug shebitzavara kana. So how are you going to become an animal with mesira? Now this is an animal that we're describing over here. And so basically what you're going to do is you're going to be handed over the reins or other items. Please forgive me right now. I'm not going to go through each one of the parts of the animal in which you're going to be holding on to, but basically part of the animal is going to be handed over to you. Okay, the leash is the easiest one to explain. The leash, the bit, you know, v'chule v'chule. V'keitza b'meshicha. So korei la v'hi ba'am. Oh, she kisha b'maka v'ratza l'fanav. So kevan akra yad v'regel kana. Okay, so how do you acquire an animal? Through via meshicha. The answer is that you can, as long as you cause it to move, and causing it to move can even be kriya. In other words, you yell at the, you bark at the animal, and the animal now moves based on your instruction and your kona. How much does it have to move? Yad v'regel. It's got to take a step, right? Generally speaking, when it comes to animals, yad is the foreleg and regel is the hind leg. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Amila, Rabbi Acha Omer, Ashtetelech Lafana Malay Kumaso. Just one step is insufficient. It has to walk its full length. Either way, the Gemara now wants to know that when it comes to animals, and kinyan meshicha by an animal, so as long as you cause it to move verbally, that works. When it comes to the Eved Kenani, you're causing it to move verbally, and it doesn't work. I don't understand. It's meshicha. So again, once you understand, by the way, everything over here is mechanics and mechanisms of kinyanim. So once I understand how meshicha works, and once I know meshicha works by Eved Kenani, so then it should work even through kriya. So Amrei Behema Daita Demar Azla, and Eved Daita Denav Shika Azla. The Gemara says, yes, I understand, but we're going to make an obvious distinction between the two. And that is that when it comes to meshicha of an animal, so when you cause it to move verbally, so why did it move? Because of your instruction. The animal does not have free will. The animal does not have the option to choose. There's no bechira chafshis when it comes to an animal. Mashenki, when it comes to a human, so a human has bechira. So therefore, when I bark at the Eved Kenani to get it to move, it could very well be that it moved, but not because of my instruction, but because it decided it's going to move. He decided that he's going to move. So there's an obvious distinction. So even though meshicha via animal could be kriya, but that's because we know why the animal moved, because you instructed it to. When it comes to the Eved Kenani, that may not be the reason why he moved, and so therefore it doesn't work. So good. So now the Gemara just simply points out, okay, now we'll just add, once we have this far, so you have an Eved Katan. So an Eved Katan is Kebehema Dami. So fascinating. Meaning an Eved Katan now doesn't have Das. So now you call to it to move, and now you're a Kona. Why? Because even though we just learned that Kriya by an Eved Kenani is not going to be a means of Mashicha, but that's because he has Das and he has Bechira Chavshis. But in other words, as a state of being a Katan, there is no Das, therefore there is no Bechira Chavshis, therefore, in other words, the Meshicha can be done via Kriya. Okay, good. Tana Rabbanan. Keitza bechazaka hitra lo min alo. Okay, now what we're going to be describing over here is Eved Kenani via chazaka. Okay, now, let's just pause for a very brief moment, and let's go over chazaka as it will look regarding property. Right, how do you acquire property? Kesef shtar chazaka. Okay, I didn't spell this out, but let's spell it out. Kesef is very simple. That's called money, currency. You go over to the owner of the property after having agreed to terms of what the sale is going to be, how much you're going to be paying for it, and right, reserving the property. In other words, which properties are included? I then give him money. That's easy. I don't have to elaborate. Now let's go to shtar. That's also easy. You write up a sale, a document of sale. The land is being transferred from you to me. Obviously, you're going to owe the money for the property, but in other words, the shtar itself is a mechanism in which creates a transfer. That's also easy. Now we get up to chazaka. Okay, what's chazaka? So you probably heard me say this before. We get to say it again. A proprietary act. An act that shows that I'm the owner of the property. So the Gemara in Baba Basra goes through various examples of chazaka. I think the Gemara later on is also going to go over examples as well. Putting up a fence on the property. Again, I know I've said this before this morning. It bears repeating just so that we're clear. Obviously, if I go over to someone's property and put up a fence, I don't own it. And right, correct. It's called stealing. Perfect. In other words, we're talking about after we've agreed to the terms of the sale. And now I want to use a methodology, a mechanism that transfers it over to me. So chazaka is that mechanism. Ah, okay. And so what I do is I put a fence around. That's a chazaka. That's a proprietary act. I dig a hole in the property. That's a proprietary act. Okay, good. So when it comes to an evikanani, so now you understand. So we're looking for proprietary acts regarding an evikanani. Building a fence around an evikanani, it's a helfnisht. Okay, so in other words, what we're going to have to do, the Gemara is going to do it for us. We don't have to work that hard. Is that we're going to come up with, we're not coming up with anything, but we're going to learn together the various proprietary acts that work via an evikanani. Let's see it together inside. Tana Rabbanan Kesa Bechazaka, Hiter Lo Minalo, Oh, Holich Kelav, Nasas Begada, I'm sorry. Oh, Holich Kelav, Acharav, Lebes Amercha, Tziv Shito, Yechir, Sosavar, Sacho, Girdo, Yilbushu, Nilo, Higbio, Kano. So what are various proprietary acts regarding an evikanani? So basically it's going to be term forms of service. Here I'm going to go through each one of them. Okay. So the number one, so hita lo min alo, untying the shoe. In other words, you're having the evikanani untie your shoe. So holich kela v'acharov la beis amerchas, or basically accompany to the bathhouse and you're going to be carrying my towel for me. Hiv shito, undressing me. Okay. Back in the day, that was normal. Okay. Here, chitzo, bathe me. Sacho, gardo, rub down. A scratching of the back. Or you and I may call that a massage. He'll be shu, he nilo, he gbiyo. Or he dresses me. Or he puts shoes on me. Or he lifts me up. Now, let's not all get confused. Right? In other words, he is lifting me up. He is lifting me up, meaning that these are all forms of service. These are proprietary acts showing that now he is my eved, so he is going to be lifting me up. In other words, not to be confused with kinyan hagba, where I lift the item up. Okay. Now that I said that, let's go on. Am Rabbi Shimon lo techazaka gedola me'agba shagba kone b'chol makom. So Rabbi Shimon says, wait one second. Well, why can't I lift the Evikanani up, and that would serve as Kenyan Hagba? So my Kamar Meravashi, Higbiyo Hula Rabo Kano, Higbiyo Rabo Lo Kano. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Lo Techazaka Gedola Megvash, Hagba Kone B'chol Makom. The Gemara just clarified. I pretty much said it already, but let's just be clear. Because that's what the Gemara just did. According to the Tanakhama, how does Hagba work? He picks you up. Okay, again, I'll be even clearer. The Evikanani is going to pick up his new owner. Again, that is a chazaka. That is a proprietary act. That shows that he's serving me. But according to the Tanakhama, if I pick him up, that doesn't work. I did hagba. According to the Tanakhama, yes, technically, you did hagba, but that's not hagba. Hagba only serves as a kinyan when I pick something up that normally is picked up. You don't normally pick a person up. Not another adult. That's unusual. So according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't work. And Rabbi Shimon says, wait one second. Meaning, I certainly agree that if the Evikanani picks up the Adon, that is a proprietary act. That's a form of service. I agree with that. But Rabbi Shimon says, but if you pick up the Evikanani, well, of course that's going to work. Meaning, that's called Kinyan Hagba. And that's going to work. Okay. So Hasha Damar Higbihu L'Rabbo Kano Alamiyata Shivcha Kananis Tikna Bibiyah. So the Gemara says, okay, so now, why don't we say now that the Shifcha Kananis should can be acquired through Bia? Okay. a little bit of a mature point over here, an adult point over here, and that is the following. And I'm going to say the Gemara over like Rashi. In other words, that we've just learned together that once the Eved Kenani raises you up, so that is a form of chazakah, that's a form of service. So if you now are having Bia with the Shivcha Kenanis, so basically she is now raising you up. Okay, not to be overly graphic. In fact, I'll stop over here. But that's the way Rashi presents the Gemara. That's the way I'm presenting the Gemara. Again, the default always is I'm going to present the Gemara like Rashi, unless otherwise indicated. So therefore, that should be a Kenyan Hagban that should work. Okay. So the Gemara says Ki Kamrina Nezenenu Vezemitzayer Hachazenenu Vezenenu. So the Gemara says yes, but no. In other words, the Hagbah, when the Eved Kenani is lifting you up. So that is because it's a form of service. And service means that basically he's working, you're benefiting. But that's not Bia. In other words, Bia is not where she's working and you're benefiting. In other words, Bia, they're both benefiting. So the Gemara says, Shaloka Shalokadarka Maika Lamemar. So the Gemara says, okay, what about Bia Shalokadarka, where only one is benefiting? So Amar Vacha Barada Deminacha Man Lemalan Delav Hana Islahu Latarvayu Avod Mishkave Isha Ikisha Kasav Kadarka Shalokadarka. So the Gemara, really, really adult, mature Gemara's over here. So number one, the Gemara points out that Bishlo Kedarka, you're assuming that there's no Hana for both participants. The Gemara says, I don't know if that's true. It could very well be that there's Hana for both participants. That's number one. And number two, the Gemara says, is that Bishlo Kedarka in Halacha, throughout Halacha, qualifies as Bia. So if we're saying that Bia works, Bia should work, Bain Kedarka and Bishlo Kedarka. Okay. So... okay, fine. So the Gemara says that Bia just fundamentally is different than your classic Hagba'ah legabe Kinyan Chazaka. Okay, Adkan. How are you Konan Eved Kenani? So now we know. It can be done through Kesef Sharon Chazaka. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. It could be done via Chalipin. That's what we learned in the Braisa. It could be done with Mishicha. But Mashiach means physically pulling in your direction. And period. Now, what does Chazakah look like? So we just went over in the Gemara what Chazakah looked like. Anytime he does an act of service for you, and which shows proprietarily that you now are, he is now, in, I was going to say employed, but it's more than employment. He now is your Eved Kenani. So that is what is Chazakah. Examples, we went through them. I'm not going to go over them right now. Anyway, so that is a very brief and hopefully clear outline of a kinyan of an Eved Kenani. With all that stated, so ends yesterday's daf. Okay. I thought we were doing great. We are doing great. But okay, let's move. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Hindu'a. Gershein lo yershin hava. So Rabbi Yehuda Hindu'a. He was from Hindu. Now, what does that mean? Could be, we don't know. It could be India, right? That's generally speaking in modern Hebrew. But there is a better than good chance that it's describing Kush, Ethiopia. Okay. Right now, we don't have to, it's important, but not for simple pshat of our Gemara right now. So Rabbi Yehuda Hindu, Agershin lo Yorshin Hava. So he was a Ger, he doesn't have any Yorshin. So Al Marzucha Lisha Yule Ba, Marzucha comes in to pay him a visit. Chazi Detakev Le Amatuva. And now, right, so it's Bikur Cholim, but it's very serious Bikur Cholim. He's basically, this Ger is really on his way out.
Hospice.
Okay, hospice. So, Amar Leila Avde, Shlof Li Misanavi Im Tinu Levese. Okay, so, over here, and I know, in other words, let's assume all the good bedside manners were done properly. And over here now, the Gemara right now it's we're learning just the legalities right now of he has an Eved Kenani and I want to transfer the Eved Kenani over from him to me. Okay, now here are the chief the critical elements that we have to keep in mind. Okay, he's a ger, which means that and he doesn't have any children, so that means that no one's going to yarshin him. So that means when he dies, all of his assets become hefker. Now, that means that anyone who wants to can come and pick it up and take it. However, with the Eved Kenani, here's the rub. Who's going to acquire the Eved Kenani? The first one who has dibs to the Eved Kenani is the Eved Kenani himself. Meaning, once he's not yarshined over to the next generation, So now he's Hefker. So what can he do? He can acquire himself. So what this Marzucha wanted to do is not allow that to happen. So in other words, there's not going to be a moment of time where the Eved Kanani is going to be ownerless. So in other words, you understand over here, from a legal standpoint, it's exciting. Basically, what you want is that at the moment of death, you want the Eved Kanani to be transferred through the death while he's dying. Okay? Okay, good. That's legally exciting. So, okay. I understand. I'm separating the excitement, the legal excitement over the fact that right now currently somebody's dying. But, okay, but right now, hopefully you understand.
Suspense.
Right. So he says to the Eved Kanani, what you're going to do now do is that you're going to take my shoes and you're going to bring them to my house. Oh. And now he's going to be doing that while the ger is dying. And now, transfer. So, Igadame Gadohava. Now, there are two versions of a detail in the story. Version number one, this Eved Kanani under review is a Gadol. And Zipir Shlemisa Zipir Shlechaim. Okay, so.
Are we assuming that the second that the Adon, the old Adon dies, this guy acquires him?
Yep.
Because of the order?
Right, because he's currently working for me.
But we had the principle of EFR, the Samsim. How do they know that?
In other words, it's a long. It's a. The Antina Labesa, and bring it to my house. So during the entire walk to the house, he's.
So while the guy is walking the entire walk, he's serving this.
There's going to be a point, there's going to be a moment of death.
I understand, but the thing is that does the service to the new master happens when he hands him the stuff, or it happens when
it's
when
happening
he's
while he's walking.
Yeah. How can he use somebody else's slave? How can I do that?
Like he's not right. He's not mine.
No. Instead, how can you ask him to take off my shoes? Why should I take off your shoes?
That's a fair question. Okay, that's a fair question. I don't know. But in other words, I understand what the Gemara is very clear about the point it's driving at. The point it's driving at is that once this ger dies, this Rabbi Yehuda ger dies. So once he dies now, he's going to be, the Eved Kanani is going to be Hefker. And if at that moment nobody picks him up, he acquires himself. Oh, okay, fine. So obviously what you're looking to do is intercept that moment. The interception of that moment is going to be that he's going to be serving me during that moment. Okay. So Zepir Shlemisav, Zepir Shlechaim. Now that is version number one. Ika Domino in version number two, Katan Hava. The Eved Kanani under review is a minor. So, and still, I have to intercept. Udalok Abishal. And not going like the position of Abishal. What position of Abishal at the time? We learned in the Braisa. Gersha Mesa Vizu Yisrael Nechazavayu Behem Avadim, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, Kanu Atzman, Bnei Chorin. So, according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa, so he had a gear and he dies, so all of his assets, all of his estate become ownerless, Hefker, anyone, Kola Kodim Zacha. Anyone can come and take, with notable exception to the Avadim. Why? Because they acquired themselves. Who acquired themselves? The Gedolim and the Ketanim. The Mashenkin, according to Abishol, Omer, let's just finish. Abishol, Omer, Gedolim, Kanu Atzman, B'nei Chorim, and Ketanim, Kolam, Achzibem, Zachabem. So as far as the Gedolim is concerned, the Gedolim acquire themselves because they are adults. But the Ketanim do not acquire themselves, and therefore, Kol HaKodim, Bahem, Zachabem. So even though there was a moment of ownerlessness, thank you, there was this moment of ownerlessness of the Ketanim, but according to Abishol, so in other words, they don't have the means to acquire themselves, so therefore, they're still available for acquisition. Okay. And so therefore, according to version number two, where the Eved of the Ger was a Katan, still, you had to intercept. Why? Because not like the position of Abishol. Okay. There's an extremely lengthy, not extremely. Okay, let me not get dramatic. There's a lengthy Tosfos over here that discusses the Gemara that we just went through. I read the Gemara presented like Rashi. Tosfos says, don't like it. Okay. And that is a really too short synopsis of Tosfos. See Tosfos inside, who really does not favor Rashi's reading of the Gemara. But I just presented it like Rashi. Okay. Konis Atzmo. Bekesef. Okay. Now we get to the second half of the Mishnah, and I admit this is going to be the challenging part of today, and that is going to be the understanding of the second half of the Mishnah. First half of the Mishnah, that was easy. Okay? And I don't mean that flippantly. Meaning, how do you kone an eved kanani? The answer is very simple. Kesef shtar and chazaka, because of the hekesh. Also chalipin, because it's universal. Also mashicha, because he's a person that can be moved. Okay. Can an eved kanani be acquired through hagbah? That was a machlokas tanai. Good. So far, so good. So how do you acquire an eved kanani? Straightforward. How is an eved kanani now going to acquire himself? Okay, so that part's not clear. And now in the Mishnah, what we saw is a machlokas, and what we have not yet done is understand the positions of the Mishnah, and that is what we're going to be doing for the balance of today's daf. Let's start. The first thing I need to do is find the place, but I got it. Okay, kones atzmo bekesef ayde chermin alo ayde atzmo. So when it comes to kesef, so what did the Tanakhama say? Sorry, we're right now holding by Shitas Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? Because of Ayde Acherim, which means that you're going to hand money, but not to the Eved Kanani. You're going to hand money to somebody else. And now the Eved Kanani is going to go free. So the Gemara says, but what you're not going to do is you're not going to hand the Kesef to the Eved Kanani himself. The Gemara says, what? I need to understand that. Now, are you doing this with or without consent of the Eved Kanani? Now we're going to get to our first issue of the discussion, and that is an Eved Kanani going free. So is that a zchus or a chova? Okay. Now it's fair to say, of course, it's a zchus. You're a slave, you're free. Okay. Right? There were revolutions in order to create freedom. Right? And he becomes a Jew. So it's right. The Tosos and Kedushin, Daf Yadal, zchus gadol. Right, it's unbelievable schus. So on one hand, yes. On the other hand, however, there are benefits to being an Eved Kanani. There are benefits, right? I'll throw out two, which Rashi mentions here in our daf. Number one, if you happen to be the Eved Kanani of a Kohen, so you can eat truma. Once you go free, you can no longer eat truma. Okay, I know how you know. Okay, number two, and this one. Also brought to me via Rashi, and that is that as an Eved Kanani, so you could be with Shifcha Kananis. In other words, the terms of marriage are much looser, and there's more availability and ability of who you could be with. Mashenkin, once you become a full fledged Jew, so once you have Shichrim, you become a full fledged Jew. So that's it. Now, in other words, now you can. Now you have marriage and you have Kedushas Yisrael, and okay, in other words, it's not as easy a lifestyle in that regard. Okay, fine. So is it a zchus or is it a chova? Hmm. So here we go back to the Gemara in Gittin, and what did we learn back in the Gemara in Gittin? Machlokas. Meaning, again, it's for sure a zchus, but if it has a tinge of chova to it, so we all know the rule. Zachan la'adam shalom b'fanav. So if something is a chova or even has a tinge of chova to it, you need consent. If it's all zchus, you don't need consent. Okay. The example I give time and again whenever we discuss this is the Erev Chatzeros that was done on our behalf. Right. Everybody here in this room, everyone in the community contributed to the Erev Chatzeros. Right. Who did? I didn't. The answer is someone did on my behalf. So over there, that's all zchus. You don't need my consent when you're doing something which is 100% zchus. Okay. So over here now, we are freeing the Eved Kanani. So question number one. This is Rabbi Meir. So do you need his consent, yes or no? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a chov. Now again, it's chus and chov, but it doesn't matter. The point is that once you have an element of chov, you need consent. So it can't be that it was done without consent. Because there is a chov element, according to Rabbi Meir. You gave the money to somebody else and there's no consent. No, it doesn't work. So So the Gemara says, okay, so there's consent. So Vakamash Malan, Aida Kherinin, Aida Atzmalo, Ama in King Yalev, below Rabbo. So the Gemara says like this. Ah, so there is consent. So why do you have to give the money to somebody else? I'll tell you why. Every single moment you give the money to the Eved Kenani, you know what happens to that money? Whoop. It goes right back to the owner. The Eved Kenani is not able to acquire a penny. In other words, any monies that are collected by the Eved Kenani immediately go back to the owner. So the owner now is going to be giving the Eved Kenani as a mechanism to release him, to transfer him. Yeah, the problem, of course, is that every time he gives the money to the Eved, halachically, it basically just goes right back to him. You can even say it better. In other words, it never left him. The money never left him. No. So in other words, kesef is a means of transfer, but you can't give it to the Eved Kenani, you're going to give it to somebody else. Right? I know it sounds a little bit unusual, but in other words, once you understand, kesef is a mechanism, but the kesef has to be given to somebody. You can't just hand the kesef to yourself. Therefore you need a third party.
Why can't it just be given to the master? Because he's the owner and you're doing a purchase, no? He's a chattel. So you're purchasing him from his owner and you give it to the master. No?
But a purchase requires two parties to the transaction.
So the owner is a second party. You are the purchaser and the owner is a party. And he's chattel. You don't need consent from him. He's basically being passed around because he's chattel.
No,
that's the way the Torah looks at it.
I think it's somebody else gives the money to the Balabos. Not that the Eved cannot have his own money, so somebody else to free the Eved by giving the money to the Balabos.
Correct.
But the Eved is an object, so he should not even be involved in the transaction.
He's not. Somebody else is paying the master.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
For this, that's what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so... Okay, good. So, okay, so to give the money to the Eved himself. So the Gemara says that's not going to work because once again, it goes right back to the owner. So it's al yede acher. So it has to be given to somebody else.
Okay, somebody else has to give it to the master.
Right. So ihachi emasefa. The Gemara says okay, but go on in the Mishnah. Bishtar yede atzmo. Now when it comes to shtar, it's al yede atzmo. So in other words, shtar, you give it right to the Eved. So, So the Gemara says, I don't understand. In other words, once you have his consent, and once there's a transfer of shtar, what difference does it make whether he accepts a shtar or somebody else accepts a shtar on his behalf? In other words, the shtar was given, it was with his consent, so it should work. So, So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe what you'll say is as follows. So when it says Ayide Atzma, it means even Ayide Atzma Ba'akamash Malan, Dikitov Ayado Ba'im Ke'echad. And maybe what the Mishnah wants to tell me is that when you give a shtar and you hand it to the Eved Kenani, it's going to go free. Why? Because of the principle of Gitov Ayado Ba'im Ke'echad. Vahalo Taniach, Yiditanya, but the Gemara says, great, but that's not what it says. We learned in the Brisa, B'shtar Ayide Atzma V'la Ayide Echerim, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, shtar is Ayide Atzma V'la Ayide Echerim. And so we know what Rabbi Meir says. A shtar only works when you hand it to the Eved Kenani himself, but not to another person. So, Amar Abaye. So here's what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is really simple, but obviously the solution is very hard. What we're trying to do is we're trying to say, Pshan, Rabbi Meir, when you do money as the mechanism of of releasing the Eved Kenani, so the money... When it comes to shtar, according to Reb Meir, that's the position of Rabbi Meir. We're only trying to figure out why. So the Gemara says, so here now we're going to come to two approaches. Approach number one, Abai Amar Abai Laulam Shalom Idata, we don't have consent. And Shani Kesev, Ho Vikani Leba Karche, Makni Leba Karche. And even though we don't have consent, and even though freeing the Eved Kenani now is a chov for the Eved Kenani, again, an element of chov, is a chov for the Eved Kenani, but you know what money is? Money's powerful. Okay, you could take me out of context and it would be just fine. but not to be taken out of context, meaning I'm speaking over here specifically as it relates to Kesef and the Eved Kenani. Why? Because what Kesef can do is that Kesef can acquire an Eved Kenani. Does he want to become your Eved Kenani? No, he doesn't. Doesn't matter. In other words, once you buy the Eved Kanani, so now he becomes yours. And that vehicle of how you bought him is money. So money's powerful. Money can be done Bal Karcho in terms of acquiring him. Money can also be used Bal Karcho in terms of freeing him, releasing him as well. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ihachi Shtarnami. So the Gemara says, okay, great. Why don't we say the same thing regarding Shtar? In other words, how did you acquire the Eved Kanani? You could use Shtar. And Shtar works Bal Karcho. So if Shtar is Bal Karcho on getting him in, so why can't Shtar Bal Karcho work on getting him out as well? That's a strong question. So the Gemara gives an answer. Hai Shtar Lachud Vahai Shtar Lachud. So the Gemara says, yeah, but a Shtar to acquire him is different than a Shtar releasing him. In other words, read the Shtar. And each one, obviously, the wording of the Shtar is obviously going to be different. Significantly different. Hachinami Kasba Lachud Vahai Kasba Lachud. So the Gemara says, why don't we say the same thing regarding money? So the Gemara says, Tiva Mia Chad Hu. Money's money. Okay, good. Money's money. Right? A lot of catchphrases you could take away from today's daf. But again, in context of the Gemara, the money is the same money in terms of where you acquire him, in terms of releasing him. In fact, it could even be the same money. But in other words, the money there is a constant. Ah. And so we could say that since money is a mechanism, a means of acquisition by Karcho, it's a means of release also by Karcho as well. You can't say the same thing regarding Shtar. A Shtar to acquire him is going to be fundamentally different than the Shtar that you're using in order to free him. So answer number one of the Gemara is that in terms of Pshat and Rav Meir, money works without his consent. What? Money works without his consent? It's a chov. And ain chav l'adam shalav b'fanav. Yes, that's true, but money's different. Why is money different? Because money was used to acquire him bar karcho. It could release him bar karcho as well. That's answer number one. That's a biased approach in terms of understanding Rebbe Meir. Rav Amar, Kesef, Kabbalah's Rabbu Garmelo. So, Rav is going to give a different answer. And the Shichra Eved is done without his consent. And why does money work? So, because Kesef Kabbalah's Rabbu Garmelo. So, Phil made this point earlier, but now the Rav is really focusing on this point. And that is, what is allowing for the freedom? The fact that the owner accepted money. However, Shtar Kabbalas Acherim Garmelo. So now when it comes to Shtar, so what is happening with the Shtar? The owner is writing the Shtar for somebody else to take on behalf of the Eved. So in other words, basically what you're looking at is the address of who's collecting. So when it comes to money, so who's collecting the money? The owner. The owner of the Eved Kanani is collecting the money. So that could be done even against the will of the Eved Kanani. Mashenke, when it comes to Shtar, who's collecting the Shtar? Right. Well, the Eved can't, according to Rabbi Meir. But in other words, but it's going to be a third party. In other words, not the owner. No. So since not the owner is going to be the one collecting it, so that can't be done via the Eved Kanani. It has to be done through an Achir, through a third party.
Can't the owner accept on behalf of the Eved?
Can the owner? No. In other words, that's not a transfer. In other words, the owner is writing the Shtar, and then what?
And in other words, yes, on behalf of the Eved.
No, again, this is Shita's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it's a chova. So the Shtar has to be transferred over to somebody else. Okay, Ad Khan, that takes us to the Shita Rabbi Meir. Okay, so what we have done so far is Rabbi Meir and releasing. So how is release going to be done? According to Rabbi Meir, it could be done either with Kesef Ishtar, but with a fundamental difference. Kesef, you can give to the Eved Kanani and only to the Eved Kanani. When it comes to Shtar, so you can give to Achir, and you can only give to Achir. You can't give to the Eved Kanani. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to understand Rav Meir in the context of, Rav Meir holds that the release of an Eved Kanani is a chov, and in chavon la'adam shalav b'fanav, ein chavon la'adam shalav b'fanav, and so what we're trying to do is just simply wrap our heads around understanding Rav Meir, and what we did in the Gemara is we went through two approaches of Rav Meir, Rav's approach or Bai's approach. Rav is focusing on money's fundamentally different because of its koach of how it allowed the owner to acquire in Bakarcho. Therefore, it allows to release him bakarcha. That is Rav's approach within Reb Meir. Mashain Cain. Abai's approach within Reb Meir is look at who the recipient is. Money, the owner is the recipient of the money. Therefore, the avikanai can be released bakarcha. Mashain Cain, when it comes to shtar, shtar is being written by the owner and given over to has to be acher, right? In other words, he has to transfer it out, and that's why it can only work if you give it to if you give it to acher, not to the eved. Okay, those are the two approaches within Shitas Rabbi Meir. Now we're at the Shita Chachamim. Okay. So here we're going to pause because really the truth of the matter is that. To wrap our heads around the Chachamim, and what we're going to discover is that really hidden in the Mishnah, tucked away in the Mishnah, is the third opinion, and it'll take a moment, it'll take a minute to unpackage. So let's pause over here, let's leave ourselves tomorrow with the Chachamim, and all right, talk about a tease for tomorrow's daf, and a mystery third Tana.